be 9 minutes past midday, and we're going to return to the story that's been dominating the news headlines since yesterday afternoon. The Malaysia Airlines plane that crashed in eastern Ukraine. 298 passengers and crew perished on the flight from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur. Two of the nine British victims were Newcastle United fans who were travelling to see their team play in New Zealand. John Alder, who was in his 60s, and 28-year-old Liam Sweeney. Both sides in the Ukraine conflict have accused each other of shooting down the plane with a missile. Let's talk to political strategist Jag Singh. How are you, Jag? You okay?
Hi, I'm good. Thanks for having me on board.
Thanks for being on the program. You're Malaysian yourself, Jack.
I am, yes, and I actually just got back from Malaysia a couple of days ago.
Okay.
When I heard this news, a whole bunch of friends had been texting me yesterday afternoon, and everyone sort of looked up the trajectory of the flight that I was on, and we kind of flew close by, so it really hit home how close this was.
Mm. What's the reaction been back home?
Oh, there's a combination of shock. I mean, to be fair, it only happened under 24 hours ago, but I think most people are still in shock. The next stage, I guess, is the outrage, once we figure out who pulled the trigger and why.
Well, I guess that's kind of what happens next, really, when the investigation starts, and blame seems to be being apportioned by both sides in the conflict towards each other.
Of course. I mean, it will represent a rather dramatic and tragic escalation, I think, in this whole crisis. Like you said, it's both sides are pointing the finger and blaming each other. But I think the evidence that's coming out over the last few hours, the Ukrainian services have got recordings of communications between some of the rebel commanders and their Russian military liaisons. And it's becoming more and more clear that, there definitely was a missile involved. The plane did fall on its own. And it's a matter of time before we figure out what really happened. Thankfully, I hate to use comparison with MH370, which went missing. But
yeah.
In this case, we've got the plane. I think the black box has already been found. They're already analyzing. So it's just a matter of time.
I think the comparisons that a lot of people are making, said or unsaid, because they were both Malaysian airline planes.
Unfortunately, it is a rather tragic coincidence,
yeah. Yeah, no, it is. The ramifications then for Russia and for Ukraine's relations with the West, where will this go next?
Well, I mean, a lot of people have... If the weaponry that was used to down this plane was consistent with Russian technology, I think it'll become very clear that Russia has basically continued to stoke this conflict and allow violent... separatist movements, access to their armaments and weaponry. And I think the next step is basically for EU sanctions to be applied. So far, it's the Americans, the U.S. government's been the one that's been pushing for sanctions, and the EU, partly because Germany and countries like Germany and Finland have rely on trade with Russia a lot. They've been sort of hesitant to push forward with these sanctions. I think if it becomes clear that it was the Russian side that pulled the trigger and or the Russian affiliated side that pulled the trigger, I think we'll see a heavy escalation in the type of sanctions applied. And even if it's not the EU, I think individual EU countries, I can't see the Dutch government not taking a hard stance. And I think now it's becoming clear that, some of the reports that have just come out in the last few minutes have said that actually an Air India airliner that left Delhi and was scheduled to land in Birmingham was basically 90 seconds behind this Malaysian Airlines flight. So it could literally have been, any other plane flying over this conflict zone. So I think it's going to hit close to home for a lot of different countries, and everyone's going to have to take some step.
Yeah, it's terrible that something like this is, I guess, what it takes to get Western powers involved in a conflict like this. Does it kind of show that? I don't know, the problems involved in stepping back from conflicts.
Of course. I mean, it's a sad, but it's sad but true. We can see with the conflict in the Middle East, it only gets on our radars when, it hits close to home. And I think in this case, it's sad. 295 people dead, mean, there's just nothing more I can say at this stage.
No, you're right. Thank you, Jag. I appreciate your time as political strategist. Jag Singh, who's from Malaysia, with his thoughts on that. It's a story.